欢迎来到卡卡课堂 I'm Jessica 今天我们来说一个单词 Real estate Real 加 estate 指的是不动产或是房地产的意思今天我们就说一说老外在中国购置房产的事情对于我们中国人来讲想在中国买房只要你拿着钱就行但对于老外来讲呢不愿意在中国买房有个很关键的单词就是 complicated 就是太复杂了因为第一语言不通再一个呢各种手续比较繁琐自然而然呢就把很多人挡在门外了所以呢有老外就说了 No, I would never think about it It's very complicated and difficult And there are additional requirements for foreigners The whole process took many months actually 就是买房子呢超难超复杂然后呢对于外国人来讲有一些 additional requirements 有一些额外的要求而且呢整个过程要持续好几个月但是呢对于另外一些老外来讲呢买房成了必备的条件为什么呢因为中国的丈母娘 Most foreigners think renting is the most convenient option but there will be problems when they want to marry in China because the Chinese have a different understanding of that 大多数老外会觉得 renting is the most convenient option 就是租房呢是最方便的一种选择但很多中国人是理解不了的结婚必须得有房子呀
Especially since there are culture differences, such as many foreigners are expected to pay for a house themselves, the Chinese get a lot of support from their family to build their first home.
Culture difference 就指的是文化差异了。除了这种文化差异以外呢，很多老外如果想娶中国姑娘的话 they're expected to pay for a house themselves. 就是他们就本应该自己买房子呀。但如果中国人想自己买房的话，一般呢都会掏六个钱包。所以相比之下呢，老外买房子的压力是比较大的。但是呢，也有这样一群比较聪明的老外 ，they buy real estate for investment， 他们为了投资呢来买房子。
Real estate is always a very safe investment. You don't need to think about it as a 70 years investment. You can think about it as a 5 to 10 years investment. You still get to make money.
这个老外呢就非常聪明，他把买房呢从来不看成一种是。只买七十年产生的投资，而是呢，他把买房呢当做五到十年的一个投资。这个老外呢就非常聪明，他说2008年呢北京开了奥运会，那么由此呢可以看到中国的发展前景非常的巨大。然后他向他老爸借了一笔钱，在中国买了房子。
Way back in 2008, when China had the Olympics, I actually asked my dad if I could borrow money to buy a house. China was developing fast, so if you didn't buy a house, then you lose that little bit. Renting a house, you help other people make money, right?
这个老外呢特别会算账，他说了，你租房子就是给别人赚钱，对吗？最后我们复习一下刚才所提到的重点词还有表达，第一个就是房地产 real estate。第二个 complicated 非常复杂的第三个 convenient option 非常便捷的选择 culture difference 文化差异这些词汇你都有记住它的意思吗